Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I say welcome, welcome, welcome to the telecommunications sanctuary. And we are tagging today our Renewed Minds Monday. We're so thankful to God that He is renewing our minds as we meditate on His Word day and night. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have brought us once more and again this morning to the Master's Call. We thank you, Father, that you have even given us the thought, the mind, to just dwell in the secret place, to dwell in your word, to dwell in your presence, oh God. And we glorify you, Father, because even as we meditate on your word, we realize, Father, that our minds are being renewed daily. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father, that you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon and Dr. P.K. Patton. We thank you, Father, for these women of God who said yes to the Master's calling. We honor you, Father God, that this is going forth and carrying on into our eighth year. We praise your name, O God, for what you're doing this morning. And we know that the word is going to come forth mightily this morning. So, Lord, anoint the speaker like never before. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're keeping us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on you. Bless every person on this call and even those that had a desire to be on and couldn't make it. We glorify you, Father, for directing their paths as we go forth in the day. And we honor you, we glorify your holy and righteous name, and we thank you, we give you praise, we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, so good to greet and seat each and every one of you this morning, and now I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me? Loud and clear.
I can hear you loud and clear, Songbird. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you, Minister Brenda, our prayer general here on the Master's Call. I want to thank you for seating us and greeting us this morning, opening up the call in prayer and giving us our tag for this Monday, a Renewed Mind Monday. Thank you so much for serving us in excellence. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you who have dialed in to this, the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the kingdom greetings, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we definitely will rejoice and be glad in it as we allow God to renew our minds on this Monday. And so on behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, we welcome each of you to the Master's Call. I heard so many new names on the line this morning, and we say welcome, welcome, welcome. Our prayer is that you will continue to join with us each and every day, Monday through Friday, at this divine and appointed hour. And as Minister Brenda said, this call has been going on for almost 8 years. We started back on October the 25th of 2010. Our scripture reference that we stand on is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer each day, and we end in prayer. And we also are available to take your prayer requests during the week. You can send us a prayer request to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And when you send that email, our prayer general, who you just heard, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, will respond to you. And so also, we do have a website for our call, and so we invite you to utilize our website, not just for yourself, but, you know, as there are so many different things that you could post on social media, and so we're asking that you would share the Master's Call with the people that you are linked to and connected to on social media. So in the morning, when you get on, just send out a text or post a post saying, join us on the Master's Call. And so our website address, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived from the inception of this call, and we invite you to go and utilize our website. Also, each and every single day following this call, we head over to the new Morning Motivational Call. And today is Inspirational Monday. And our greeter that you just heard this morning, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, will be our speaker for this morning on the new Morning Motivational Call. That number to dial into is 712-770-4005. You want to use the access code 294-617-pound, and that's immediately following this call. Also, I want to let you know that on October the 6th of 2018, there will be a regional conference for Artist Life. And see, Artist Life is basically the tool that brought most of us here together, here on the Master's Call. And so if you are anywhere close to Cincinnati, Ohio, we want to invite you out to the Mission Possible Regional Conference that will be taking place on October the 6th of 2018 out there in Cincinnati, Ohio, sponsored by Trinity. Team Trinity Plus One, with the phenomenal Linda Kidd as the leader out there in Cincinnati, Ohio. If you are an Artist Life distributor, you want to make sure that you get registered for your room and for your board. It will be happening again Saturday, October the 6th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., you want to get registered at events.artistlife.com. It is a $39 registration fee. And always remember that guests are free. It will be happening at the Radisson Hotel Resort at the Cincinnati Riverfront, 668 West 5th Street in Covington, Kentucky, 410111. So please adhere to this announcement. If you're not familiar with what Artist Life is about, get back with the person that invited you, and they will share with you how an appointment with artists will change your life, but only if you let it. And so I also want to take this time to get ready to bring on our speaker for this morning. She is one of the co-founders here on the Master's Call, and she came on this morning, and I thank God for her being prepared in anticipation and expectation to bring a mighty and on-time word from the Lord. We just got off of a fast that she and her husband initiated, and who am I talking about this morning? I'm talking about none other than that super fantastic one, Dr. P.K. Patton, all the way out there in North Carolina, and I'm just excited about what God is doing in her life because she is definitely precious. She is definitely a woman of excellence. She is kind. She is outgoing. She is loving, and she is our appointed speaker for the day. If you want to look at her bio, then I would ask that you would go online to our website again, www.themasterscall.net, because I have given you who she is, and she's definitely a woman of God who is coming forth this morning to bring a mighty, uncontaminated, unhindered message straight from the throne room. And that, without further ado, it is an honor and privilege and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. Pacola Roberts. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, good morning. What can I say to you, my dear songbird? Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, you are absolutely a jewel here for the TMC family and the kingdom of God. I thank you for that lovely introduction, and I just tell you, you are a woman full of creativity. I love you. I want to also thank God for our Minister Brenda Terrell, our prayer general, who is always on point, doing what God has called her to do. And I love and appreciate you and your ministry so much. Both of you are preaching machines, and I'm looking forward to hear what God has given you for us over on the morning motivational call. You all, I'm just praying. I heard Sister Brown saying, Claudette Brown, oh, you all just make my heart smile. I prayed that your weekend was as super fantastic as Babe and my weekend was. I tell you, on yesterday, God showed up in our worship experience at Contemporary. Our pastor Jeter came on and preached, get out of your own way. Stop stumbling over your own self. And it was so juicy and so good. And so I just tell you, I'm at a good place this morning. I feel like preaching. I feel like shouting. I feel so good down to my sanctified toes. I heard the joy of the Lord in Minister Candy's voice. And I'm telling you the truth, I'm feeling good too, Minister Candy. I also want to thank God this morning for my own sister, Dr. Vanessa. We love this godly woman whom God has placed here in our midst, who really knows how to keep things moving and keep all of us on target. And so I ask that God continue to bless she and Mother Josie. As I got on this morning, I heard Mother Oliver's voice. I just wanted to take a moment and say a few things about, you know, those who have absolutely laid the foundation for us so that we can be where we are today. And as Mother Oliver came on, she was talking about the fact that her grandparents were slaves there in Troy, Alabama, and all the babies that her grandmother had to produce, whether, and brought forth. And it just reminded me of something that I was going to give you this morning as a part of my message. So I'm going to do just that. As you all know, we have been talking about praying and fasting, and God has already just, hey, said, chill and be cool about the fact that you're going to be teaching on prayer and fasting, and we're going to go right on down that road. And so I want you to start thinking, those of you who really want your spiritual walk to be improved, those who want to grow a little bit more in the Lord and realize that you are not grown over here in this thing yet, to think about going with us on our next quarterly fast. Go on and get your books and start reading up your book and get your mind made up. It's a thing that you have to get your mind made up to do. And so every quarter we are fasting. And then the one day that you have chosen in the week that whereby you're going to turn your plate down and say, speak, Lord, speak. Oh, my goodness, you all. This thing is so good until it's just good. Because when you get into the face of God, when you hear him whisper in your ear, when you see him line up things, precept upon precept, word upon word, glory to God, you can't help. And you know that your little peanut brain could not have pulled it together. You can't do anything but say, look at God. Look at him work this thing out. And so this morning I say to God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the TMC family, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your word. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, now that I've said that, I heard in my spirit this morning that there are some of you who are saying that, well, Dr. PK, you may be over there in that North Carolina town jumping and shouting because your prayers have been answered, but I want you to know that I prayed and I fasted, and my prayers have not been answered. There are some promises that God made to me years ago that I'm still waiting on. There are some prayers that I've been praying and believing God for, and they have not come to fruition. God says to tell you that he is still God sitting on the throne, and that you need to remember that the devil comes to do everything that he can to disturb, destroy our relationship with God. Ah, I need an amen on that. And so over the past month, and I'm going to end it today because beginning in September, we are going to start back on fasting and prayer. See, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. And I want to build your faith in fasting and prayer. Yes, Lord, that rings good down in my sanctified soul. Well, I told you that you could go back and listen to the tape, but I'm just going to give you these reasons that I've already given you as to why some of our prayers are not answered. Reason number one, our prayers are aborted when they are not according to God's will. Oh, my husband this morning has an assignment that he will not be with me this morning, but he said, just let you know he loves you, he's praying for you, and that he will be with us in the future. He is still around loving up on Dr. PK. Yes, he is. He's going out to do some things this morning that he had to be out of the loop. Reason number two, our prayers can be aborted when they are designed to fulfill an inner lust, the enemy is within us. So our prayers can be aborted when they are designed just to fulfill our own inner lust and dreams and aspirations. Mm-hmm. Number three, our prayers can be denied when we show no diligence to assist God in answering them. I'm just throwing them out there this morning because I've already preached on all of them already, and go back and get the tapes, pull the tapes. These things are good because we all need to know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy for real. Our prayers can be aborted by a secret grudge lodged in the heart against another. Some people hold grudges, Lord have mercy, for years and years. Yep, that's what I said. And our prayers can be aborted by not expecting much to come of them. Why pray if you don't believe that God is going to answer them? And number six, our prayers are aborted when we ourselves attempt to prescribe or tell God how to answer our prayers. We pray and ask God for what we want, and then we want to turn around and tell him exactly how, when, where, and how, where we want it done. But when we pray, we need to know that God is a God who hears and answers prayer. Now, let me go right here with you. I need to bring you to a scripture this morning that is real good, because I still hear somebody saying, Dr. PK, come on now. I've asked God for a job. This job that I'm on, I'm ready to give it up. I've asked him for a pay raise. I've asked that my business improve and that he send me some good people here to work with me, that I don't have to beg, prod, and push. I've asked for a relationship. I've asked for a baby. I've asked for this, that, and the other. Oh, God, I've asked for healing for my loved ones. I've asked, the list goes on and on and on. And sometimes, even if you ask with the right motives and you're still waiting for God to act, I want you to go to Psalms 69:17, because look at David. He says, God, answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. And you all know I love the Message Bible. It says, don't look the other way, God. Your servant can't take it no more. I'm in trouble. I need you to answer me right now. Every now and then we'll find ourselves in a place where we feel like we need God to answer, and answer right now. But even when we want him to answer right now, we don't have the power to move things any quicker. So God delays because his ways are not our ways. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's ways are higher than ours. We must trust that he has a divine purpose for his delay and that he did not answer when we called him. Your viewpoint is limited, but God sees all things. Oh, tell yourself, my God sees it all. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." God just may be putting something in place that you don't know that will make that which you are asking for so much better. And most of the time, he is working something out within us so that we will be ready for that which he has, we have asked him for. God delays so that you can demonstrate your faith. I like that one. Galatians 6 and 9 tells you how to wait for God. "Let us not become weary in what? In doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest." And as I said before, I like the way my Message Bible says that same scripture. Over here, Paul says, "So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, yes, we will harvest a good crop." Somebody say a good crop. "If we don't give up or if we don't quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith." I'm loving up on this morning. God wants us to wait, not complaining, grumbling, and wondering, but he wants us to wait knowing, hallelujah, that he has everything in control. "I don't know when you're coming, Lord, and I don't know how. But I know one thing for sure. You promised me that you would never leave me nor forsake me. So you're going to rock me steady right where I am." Respond to God's delay with faith, not doubt. God guarantees a harvest, and it will arise at the proper time. Hebrews 10:36 says, "You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised." Oh, I'm loving it today. You need to persevere. That means just stay in the press. Stay in the press. So that when you have done what it is that God has called you to do, oh, yeah, you're going to receive that promise. To persevere is to endure with an expectation of victory. You all hear what I just said? We need to expect victory from the Lord. And sometimes, you all, that victory come in such a way that we never could have written the recipe for it. We never could have made our request known big enough. On yesterday, the Lord said to me, he said, "You know, I'm a big God. And people ask me for little bitty things. I feel somewhat insulted because I want you to ask not for a soul this year. I want you to ask me for souls. How about 300 souls this year?" Oh, yeah, I hear you saying, "Oh, God, I haven't brought in one soul. I haven't ministered to anybody." Yes, but I want you to know that everything I give you is so that a soul in this kingdom will be blessed. Somebody is waiting to hear a word from you. Somebody is waiting to hear that Jesus Christ is the way. Somebody is waiting to hear and know that they don't have to be where they are because God can help move them to a better place. Oh, yeah. God delays so that he can bless your waiting. Isaiah 30 and 18 promises, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you." Yes, he does. "He rises to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice." Blessed, blessed, blessed are all who wait for him. That's what Isaiah says. So those who wait for God will be blessed by God. God will take care of you and show you his compassion. While you are waiting for him, he will rock you steady. I just feel him rocking some of you right now. He will be gracious to you, which conveys the word picture of God descending from above to personally show you his kindness. And finally, oh yes, I'm going to bring this to a close today. We aren't going to do this come September. We're going right into our prayer and fasting on the next time I'm in. I'm going to be talking about Hannah and how she fasted. Okay, God delays so he can be glorified in the end. Now, this is where I really want to jump up in here and run and shout, but I'm scared I may lose the connection, so I'm going to sit still right here and shout a little later. John 11:4 says, when he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. This verse is part of a broader passage in John 11:1-43. Go back and read it, concerning the death and resurrection of Lazarus. When Lazarus was sick, Jesus purposefully delayed in going to him. During the delay, Lazarus died. Jesus ultimately resurrected Lazarus, which was a manifestation of Jesus' glory for all to see. Sometimes God will allow us to go down so others can see him bring us up. Hey, glory to God. I love that. That just came out of the oven. Christians are still talking about this miracle today. God's miracles validate his word. Now, finally, you all, God's delay is not a denial. We must know that God is God. As we end today, say it to yourself, God is God, and he has a purpose that he's going to fulfill in my life. I love you. Come on, Minister Tiffany, and close us out.
Let the church say amen. What a powerful message today. Thank you, Dr. PK, for letting us know that God's delay is not denial. And so continue to pray and trust God through each and every single thing that you do. Dr. PK, I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, and we're praying over our prayer request. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we praise your awesome name, Father. We thank you because you reign. We thank you because you are El Shaddai. We thank you because you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you because you are our shepherd, God. And we thank you that there is a plan and a purpose for each of our lives, Father. And so we thank you for that you are renewing our minds on this Monday, Father, and that we anticipate and expect that greater and newer things are ahead of us, Father. So we thank you for waking us up into a new day. We thank you that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for Dr. P.K. Patton, and I pray right now that you would just fill her up until she overflows, oh God. I pray that every single thing that she stands in need of, God, that you will meet it in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed over her, her businesses, her ministry, her marriage, her family will prosper in the name of Jesus, Father. But I pray that you would give her the strength to do all things because you are a God who provides. And so for each and every person on this line, I speak life right now, Father. I speak that we are more than conquerors, that we are victorious in every single thing that we do, Father. And when the trials and tribulations come, that we would rest assured in knowing that we already have the victory. And so I lift up all of those who have family members who have gone on home to be with you, Father. I speak right now comfort and peace right now in the name of Jesus for the Peterson family, for the Brown family right now, God. I pray right now that you would just be with them and that they will know that your word says that you will never leave us or forsake us. And I come right now lifting up those who are experiencing illnesses in their bodies. I lift up Sharon Stowers to you. I lift up Minister Willis' brother to you right now, Father. I pray that you are healer right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Deborah Malone to you, Father. I speak right now, be healed in the name of Jesus, Father. And so we thank you for this day that you have made, God. And we, as we go out through this day, we'll be great ministers in the marketplace, and we will allow our lights to shine brightly. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, and in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. So we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay of this call, I ask that you would dial 712-432-1085 and use the same PIN code 957-677-pound. That is the replay number. And also don't forget our website, www.themasterscall.net. So we will be heading over to the new morning motivational call, where it is Inspiration Monday. Our own Minister Brenda Henry Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, our prayer general, will be our messenger for this morning. So please join us at 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you again for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer, for giving us our tag for the day, a renewed mind Monday. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for continuing to spread the word that God has given you with the masses, and may God continue to bless you and keep you. And for each and every single one of you who have dialed in, we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call, and it has been a pleasure for me to serve each one of you with excellence. And I'm going to ask Dr. PK if she would come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day.
My God, my God. I just want you all to remember that God's delay to your prayer doesn't mean that he has denied you that request. Continue to pray and know without a shadow of a doubt that God is still in control, and he is an all-powerful, all-knowing God. Now, God, we ask that your grace and your mercy rest, rule, and abide in our lives as we continue to seek your face. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Every heart say amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friend. I love you. Bye-bye.
It's being recorded.
Mm-mm.